This is for the young lady right here. What's your name? Yes, ma'am.
Catherine.
Catherine. What I saw was that there's something that's been going on in your life that seemed like a wreck to you, like a train wreck. Because that's what I saw was like a mangled wreck. But then I saw this like the transformer thing that happens, you know, in the movie. And so whatever this is in your life, is this going to also be transformed? That's going to take all the broken parts and pieces and all in the way he can, supernaturally and miraculously. It's going to pull all together, put them all back in place into a whole new thing for you. And so just take comfort in that and just trust and you have to rejoice even.
Yeah, I want to come. Mark, would you come? Also, you can minister to anybody, but this, all that, these are folks who are going to the weekend, so we're back here. So, for team members, you don't realize who they are. Yeah, he's serving. No, we can't. Yes, go ahead. You're in there. It's just like TC, isn't it?
To his altar and broken some things from you,
and now it's time to shed, because now that rock is replacing your foot as a wheel. So he's taking some things that you couldn't do this on your own. You couldn't go this speed on your own. You couldn't go this way on your own. But now that you've got these rocks on your feet, they can spin and they can go like wheels.
That's the longest you've ever laid, Rosemary. I'm so proud.
I have a special friend here from Kenya. Would you say your whole name for us?
Ian Bowman.
Beautiful. Okay, well, I saw you with all kinds of weapons. It started out with an axe, a big axe, and then a machete, and you have this like closet full of weapons, and you're just pulling them all out, and you're just pulling them all out, and you're like, I'm going to be ready, I'm ready. And you're looking all over for the enemy, and you just have one weapon after the other, and the Lord says, stop. Stop. That you're not the one who has to fight the enemy. There's a beautiful story in 2 Chronicles where the Israelites were called up to the pass of Ziz, and all they had to do was worship. They sent the worshipers ahead of them, you know. And then the enemy, they killed one another, you know. What the Lord wants from you more than anything is to let go of control, to be surrendered to him and know that his control is the best.
Before you call me up, I just heard it, and this may be a word corporately, but Hunter's Word of Art is,
someone in here, maybe several, that for a lot of people, this is home. This church is home for a lot of people, even though you may not live in this area, but when you come here, that you really feel like you're home. And for the lady in the back in the pink shirt, you just are glowing. And I really felt like the Lord told me that He's planted you in a place, and that you're going to grow in that place, wherever it is. It may not be something that you're particularly comfortable, but that the Lord's got you there, and that you're going to grow in that place.
This lady, Peter, I don't know a lot about engines, but I know that they used to have, but like there's a timing chain of this engine. And I see the Lord just, for you this weekend, just getting that fixed, just timing, and it's making everything in this engine just start to work again. It's like it's been locked up or frozen, and the Lord is just repairing and fixing that. And this is going to be a significant
thing. And also, for those who are going through the weekend tonight in our Generation Eucharist, you'll get every one of you will get a lot of prophetic words. So, you're going to get a bunch. So, and that'll be exclusively for you. But if I don't stop now, we'll be here in 4 because Rose is going to speak. So.